night of performance, art, electronic music, VR, dance, light, video, and visual art. What more could you ask for? PAX Salon is back again with Artifice by Interface that invites audiences to explore, discover, and interrogate the artifice of performance. Joining us in studio are the curators behind the project, Alex Stevenson and Bonnie Cowan. Good morning. This is a massive salon by the sounds of it. How are you fitting it all in?
It's a lot of squeezing. A lot of fine curation, a lot of like, where can this person go? Okay, here, sure.
So the topic itself is artifice and interface. What kind of sparked your interest in these concepts?
So when we were kind of coming up with ideas, we became really interested in looking at performance itself and, what's the genuine attributes of performance, considering that it's so practiced and rehearsed, and like, can it be genuine, and can there be like a level of authenticity to it? Mm-hmm. And then we added interface because of all the electronic artists and people doing VJing and stuff like that, and looking at like the tools and, you know, the interfaces that they use.
Great. And what do you want when your visitors come through, how do they experience all of this?
We're looking at kind of having this wayfinding concept, and we're trying not to we've got kind of a list of performers and a list of sort of artists that we've got coming in, but we just really want audiences to just explore the space and to sort of find the art in what we've left them. We've left sort of tasty morsels hidden around corners and, you know, little bits and pieces around. So yeah, just a really like exploratory sort of experience, I guess.
You mentioned like leaving art. That's also that whole artifice of, you know, is it genuine, as you mentioned before, Alex? Yeah. How does that kind of work? Like, is it going to be super, super rehearsed kind of thing? Or is it like, let's just see where the night takes us?
We actually have one piece that kind of looks into that. It's called 44 Sex Acts by David Finnegan. And we have two actors who will be performing it throughout the night, but in kind of different levels of rehearsal. So the first one will be like just kind of reading the script, and then through the night it becomes more and more polished. That's kind of one example of how we're looking into it.
Fantastic. Massive lineup. Mm. Who are some of the people that are going to be there?
I've got the list right here.
We've got a dance company called Twisted Element, and they'll be doing sort of a section of their work that they're touring at the moment called Opus, in which they have these like really cool kind of headpiece that has a whole stack of lights attached to it. It's real mad. So there's that happening.
We've got Buzzcull performing and Flower Boy. They're both electronic musicians. We've got Carla Zimbler and Dark Cinema doing visual installations and virtual reality. We've got Camilla Turnbull, Braddy Tenner and Robbie Armfield doing performance. Maddie Chippendale doing performance. And just a stack of visual artists. The list, I think we've got about 20 performers and artists.
20, that's a lot for one night. Can the audience experience them all?
It's a four-hour event, so because it's such kind of a huge amount of time, we wanted to keep it exciting throughout the evening. So come early
and stay late and catch it all.
Because there are things that are only happening at the start of the evening, and there are things that are only happening at the end of the evening. So there are sort of tidbits throughout, but you got to stay for the whole time if you want to see all the magic.
And how was it kind of collaborating together and with the artists on how they were going to explore this concept?
I think it was really good collaborating together because we kind of come from two different backgrounds and worlds, and Bonnie's performance artist and I'm a designer and DJ, so it was really cool to come together, and like it went into a direction that I think we're really stoked with, and like we never would have been able to do it on our own.
Mm. Yeah. It's been really great collaborating and sort of finding languages between our disciplines as well.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sort of, as Alex is saying, I'm coming from a more performance background. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, bump in, blah, blah, blah. and then everybody else is like, yeah, let's do sound checks. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, you know.
What are you talking about? and how was it like kind of finding that list of 20 artists that, you know, and going, we want this person, we want this person, considering you come from very different disciplines?
Mm. We both started with kind of like a dream list, and as some of those didn't work out, it got us to like exploring more and more, and just digging up some real gems.
I think there's been nice points throughout the process of like introducing artists to each other and being like, hey, there's this thing, check it out. And like, you know, we'll spam each other with like 1,000 YouTube clips of different things. And out of that, we'll be like, oh my gosh, that's gold, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
You mentioned finding some gems. Who surprised you the most?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm. I'm excited for 44 Sex Acts in 1 week. I think that's a cool script written by a friend of mine, David Finnegan. I sent him an email just being like, hey, I love this script. And he was like, yeah, use it, do it, do your thing. And I was like, incredible. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm really excited to see Buzz Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that he'll be playing in the theatre and we have Carla doing visuals. So that'll be a really, really cool collaboration between those two as well. Mm. I'm really excited for that.
And how was it working in a packed space?
Good, yeah. Like it's such a huge space. We really want to use it all. That's something we've always been thinking about during putting it together. It's a beautiful space. It's huge. It's versatile.
We sort of have afternoons where we do walkthroughs and go, oh, wow, there's this bit. What can we put here? This is cool, you know.
Have you found every nook and cranny, do you think, now?
Not every. I'm sure there are still mystery places. So every time I go there, I find a new room. Mm.
And what do you want audiences to take away from Artifice by Interface?
Oh. what a question. I don't know. I think that just a really nice, because it's so cross-disciplinary. We have artists from so many different backgrounds and so many different art forms. And so I think each audience member who is coming for a particular act or for a particular person will then be able to experience so many different forms of art.
Mm.
And so I think, I'm hoping that there's a real kind of creative sharing and of like, oh, wow, this is something that I never would have gone to see before, but I loved it, you know?
Excellent. Well, Paxalon happens. It happens next weekend.
Yes, next Saturday night, 6 till 10.
Very exciting. But Alex and Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Not a problem.